Hello, hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 89 of my weekly summary, my podcast version of my newsletter, this week entitled A Hidden Gem. A Hidden Gem. Now, many of you will know that my wife is a very keen gardener and a very skilled gardener, and I walked into her greenhouse the other day. I mean, it belongs to both of us technically, but it's hers, you know what I mean. Anyway, large flowers caught my attention, beautiful things. And bright red tomatoes were there. That we have many tomato plants with those really small, cherry-like, super sweet-tasting tomatoes. And there were several of them on the plants there, and they were all calling to me, saying, "Eat me!" And of course, I had to obey. But in doing so, I almost missed the small pink flower in the photograph you'll see on my website and in the newsletter. It's just gorgeous, small, pink, and just beautiful. And I almost missed it, but I'm so glad that I didn't, because when you look closely at a plant like that, at a flower like that, it's got such complexity, such delicacy, and such beauty, and all of that was more impressive indeed than anything else in the greenhouse, no matter how large, how big the flowers, how colourful, or even those delicious tomatoes. It was beyond all of that, and it struck me how easy it is to miss something wonderful. Such a very real danger presented itself to the people who heard Jesus in his day. His family in Mark chapter 3, and his accusers in Mark chapters 2, 3, 4, and much more, and his disciples in chapter 4 of Mark, all ran the risk of missing, or at least misinterpreting, the point of his teaching and his presence. Now, I'm fascinated by Mark's gospel at the moment because we're preaching through it in the Watford Church. I'm studying it in quite some depth. And the text for 2 Sundays' time is from Mark 4. It's verses 21 to 25. It says this. He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Consider carefully what you hear." He continued, "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them." Now, the light in the context of Mark 4 could be simply Jesus. It could be also his message, the good news of the gospel, the heralding of the kingdom. Perhaps it's a mixture of all of those. That lamp he's talking about is meant to be used in a public way. To hide it would be nonsensical. Jesus in the situation could be responding to worries on the behalf of his disciples that his ministry was stirring up too much opposition, and there is a lot of opposition in those chapters. Perhaps the early church at the time when Mark is writing might also have felt, are we creating too many waves? But Jesus reminds them that he, as in the light of the world, was brought into this dark world specifically to shed light on what was hidden. Sin, what needs healing. On occasion, bringing the light of Jesus into this world, even into our own lives, causes disruption and controversy, doesn't it? The fear that's connected with change and conflict must be confronted by keeping our eyes on Jesus. That's why he challenged so many to have faith and not be afraid. And of course, they could do that if they kept their eyes on him. Now, where today is this light? Where is it hidden or concealed? Perhaps it's hidden or concealed in you and me. And the question is, are you and I willing to bring the light of truth out into the open? Our actions might not be welcomed, but why let the beauty of the gospel remain hidden? Now, whilst courting controversy for its own sake is not healthy, neither is attempting to live a comfortable Christian life. Let's make this appeal of the Apostle Paul from Ephesians 6 a focus of prayer for you and me today, and maybe in the days to come. Paul says this, Ephesians 6 verses 19 and 20, he says, "Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should." the gospel, is the most beautiful gem in existence. It deserves and needs to be revealed. Well, those are some thoughts from my time spent in Mark's gospel over the last few days. A few other bits and pieces before we close today. Firstly, the Tarlin Teaching Conference I attended recently, you may have heard of. All the talks can be heard and watched. They're online, and the link is in the newsletter. I think you'll be blessed by that. A few things I put up on my website this year, this week, Quiet Time Coaching episode 300, based on Psalm 46, Our Ever-Present Help, and a blog article, a letter from my father, which was in his local parish magazine, which I rather liked. And two classes on the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 1, Jesus and the Wilderness, and Mark chapter 2, How Jesus Makes Us Whole. And a new thing, episode 15, on the joy of volunteering, as we're learning about what it means to be a church that meets physically back together again. I'm enjoying my reading at the moment. I'm reading a number of books, which I won't mention now, but they're on the newsletter. If you're interested in finding out more about the books I'm reading, then do drop me a line. In the near future, I'm continuing to work with Andy and Doug on the UK and Ireland teaching program version of the Athens Institute of Ministry to launch in January. Continuing to work on the new five-part series on the Holy Spirit, Relationships and Unity for the Thames Valley Church. That's been very interesting to do that. And I am doing lots of reading in advance of starting my Master's in Theology, coming out quite soon. And one last thing, my good friend Obi Obuchi has written a book. Leading from Your Core, it's called. I think you'll like it, so you can find the link on the website, on the newsletter, if you want. Well, that's it for this week. I do hope and pray that you have a super week, and I pray that you find the courage and the faith and whatever you need to be able to bring the hidden gem of the gospel out into the open so it can be enjoyed and celebrated by more and more people. Until the next time, take care and God bless.